This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug, ignored a leaky faucet, pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look like that? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. But there's an easier way. When you download Thumbtack, it's easier to care for your home from top to bottom. Pull out your phone and in just a few steps, you can search, chat, and book highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. So say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
Israel Hamas hostage release expected Friday.
They will be 13 in number, all women and children.
Kentucky derailment fire extinguished.
There's absolutely no intention of us to cut them off.
Food, football, and parades this Thanksgiving Day.
It lights up my eyes to see her eyes light up.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Israel strikes Gaza as a four-day ceasefire and hostage deal is delayed, at least until Friday, with 13 in the first group to be released. Alei David's brother is one of the Hamas hostages.
It's a nightmare to wait. We already waited 48 days and we are going to keep waiting. And we don't know how much.
CBS's Natalie Brand.
The White House expects at least three Americans to be released as part of the deal, including Abigail Moore Adon, who turns 4 years old on Friday.
My fingers crossed.
President Biden in Nantucket for the Thanksgiving holiday told reporters he thinks he'll be able to say more on Friday.
I'm not prepared to give you an update until it's done.
As part of the deal, increased humanitarian aid will also be allowed into war-torn Gaza. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the war against Hamas will continue.
The annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade was briefly disrupted by pro-Palestinian demonstrators. Law enforcement is on high alert in the U.S. due to the war between Israel and Hamas. There was increased security at the Thanksgiving Day parade. Today marked the 97th year of the event in New York. CBS's Chanel Call was there.
Eagle Scout Snoopy was the first balloon to take to the skies for New York City's Thanksgiving Day parade. This is the ninth version of Snoopy, who is the longest-running character balloon with over 40 parade appearances. Some newcomers include Kung Fu Panda and Leo the Lizard from an upcoming Netflix film.
It's a memory, isn't it? It's a memory for life.
There were 25 balloons in all, guided through city streets by hundreds of volunteers.
President Biden told NBC when calling in during the parade.
Today's about coming together, giving thanks to this country we call home, and thanks to all the firefighters, police officers, first responders, and our troops, some of whom are stationed abroad.
And some troops he called this morning. The fire is out after a train derailment and sulfur dioxide gas spill in eastern Kentucky. Residents in nearby Livingston have been allowed to return home. Joe McCann with CSX.
The CSX will have a presence here physically or virtually until the last citizen feels as though, you know, they've been accommodated and they've been made whole for anything that, you know, has displaced them or any impact. There's absolutely no intention of us to cut and run.
The cause of the derailment is under investigation. Stock markets closed for the holiday. Now this.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Motive known after several people are stabbed in the Irish capital, CBS's Elaine Cobb.
Three young children and two adults are being treated in hospital after a violent knife attack in Dublin. Eyewitnesses said a man attacked a group of young people near a school in central Parnell Square. Passers-by intervened, some sustaining injuries. Police threw up a cordon around the area. They caught the alleged assailant and say they are not looking for other suspects. Elaine Cobb, CBS News.
Protesters fired flares and fireworks at the police cordon. The Dublin police chief blames the unrest on rumors spread online about the suspected attacker's nationality. Electric vehicle sales are expected to hit a record 9% of all passenger vehicles in the U.S. this year, according to Atlas Public Policy. That will be up from 7.3% of new car sales last year. This will be the first year U.S. electric vehicle sales surpass 1 million. However, the U.S. is lagging behind China, Germany, and Norway in EV sales. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup. It's the last thing any retailer wants on Black Friday, but unionized Macy's workers in the Seattle area say they'll strike tomorrow and through the weekend. CBS's Peter King.
Longtime employee Azia Domingo says while Macy's is showing record profits, workers aren't getting their fair share.
Pay isn't keeping up with inflation. And then this is on top of the fact that we don't feel safe in our stores, which leads to high turnover and short staffing, which stretches us thin and leaves us more vulnerable to security threats.
The workers say they'll call the picket line the Macy's Striking Workers Parade, a takeoff, of course, on New York's Thanksgiving Day parade. Macy's says it's trying to work out a deal. Peter King, CBS News.
On this Thanksgiving, the FDA is recalling glass jars of Hy-Vee turkey gravy sold in 8 states in the central U.S. because some actually contain beef gravy, which means a soy allergen is not listed on the label. Time on the Roundup. 7 minutes past the hour.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax. The way car buying should be.
Hundreds of holiday meals are being distributed to those in need in San Francisco by the nonprofit Glide Foundation. CBS News San Francisco reporter Sean Chitness says its CEO, Dr. Gina Frommer, recalls how Glide changed her
how
life.
How real is that?
Dr. Frommer knows what it's like to get help from Glide. She remembers taking 3 different buses to get here for services, including coming with her children for a holiday meal twice.
That helped me feel normal. That helped my kids me normalize a regular, normal Thanksgiving that they can go back to school and share with their friends.
So as she looks forward to take Glide into its next chapter, post-pandemic, they're still searching for more effective ways to take on old problems.
It's not a one-size-fits-all approach, but I do think employment and housing are two key tenets that we need to help people off the street.
Venice, Italy rolls out a day tripper fee trying to regulate mass crowds on peak weekends. That's the World News Roundup Late Edition for Thursday, November 23rd, 2023. I'm Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, wherever you get your podcasts.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels?
There are murders in all of the books.
That she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds, but none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in, no matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of two young Black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, why did everyone blame them and not the man pulling the strings? Follow Blame It on the Fame, Milli Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.